your host, Jack Lewis, and this here is my third episode of my Bluegrass and Old Time Music Radio Show, and you are listening to Bluegrass Trail playing Foggy Mountain Breakdown live at the James River Music Hall in Eagle Rock, Virginia. Just ain't that a great song, and doesn't John Hamilton and his band do some fine picking? That song always reminds me of that great movie Bonnie and Clyde. Oh, too bad that couple didn't take up playing bluegrass or old-time music instead of robbing banks. Now, if you listened in on my last episode, then you know I introduced you to that fine venue for old-time and bluegrass music, the WBRF 98.1 FM Blue Ridge Backroads Live Radio Show that takes place every Friday night at the historic Rex Theater in Galax, Virginia. If you missed that show and you're listening in on the internet, then keep a listening, because I'm going to be playing that show again just after this show. And if you're listening to this as a podcast, then be sure to listen to show 2 and listen to show number 1 as well. So during this show, I'm going to introduce you to a different type of bluegrass and old-time venue, the James River Music Hall. If you travel north from Roanoke, Virginia, on old U.S. Route 220, you'll come to a little town nestled right on the banks of the fabled James River called Eagle Rock. And if you drive down by the river on the second and fourth Saturday of every month around 7 p.m., you'll hear some fine picking by local bands and by some bands made up on the spot by musicians who just wandered into the hall. And if you had visited that place on June the 11th of this year, 2005, you would have heard Foggy Mountain Breakdown by Bluegrass Trail kicking off the evening. You'll be hearing more from that band shortly. But now let's listen to Harold Cook, the owner of the James River Music Hall, introduce the next band.
All right, here. What are we going to call it? All right, this next.
That's pretty bad. You come someplace and the man don't even know your name. That's bad.
That's bad. I know it. Well, this next group is called the Love Roosters. Oh, I'm sorry, the Love Buzzards. Mr. Greg Honeycutt, I'll leave it up to them. You can introduce the members of the band. Here they are, the Love Buzzards.
London or some other seaport town, I'd step my foot on a steamship, sail the ocean round. Sailing around the ocean, sailing around the sea, I think of handsome Molly wherever she may be. Well, hand. He said if you ever married, that I would be your man. Sailed around the ocean, sailed around the sea. I think I've had some Molly wherever she may be. Raven, her eyes are shone like coal, her teeth shone like lilies out in the morning cold. Sailing around the ocean, sailing around the sea, I think I've had some Molly wherever she may be.
As you might have caught from Harold's introduction, the members of the Love Buzzards band vary. This night, the spokesman for the band was Greg Honeycutt on vocals and guitar. His father, George, was playing the bass. Caleb McAllister was playing the fiddle, and Ted McAllister the mandolin. Curtis Baker was playing the dobro, and Lee Dunbar the banjo. A group of outstanding musicians just having plain fun. I want to let you know that the James River Music Hall has a website. I have a link to it on my radio station website. I'm sure by now you know its address on the web is radio.serverstation.com without those three W's. Remember, Server Station is one word and spelled S-U-R-B-E-R-S-T-A-T-I-O-N. Why don't you go visit the website now while you are listening to my show? The Bluegrass Trail played a song I never heard before and it touched me. It speaks for all the brave soldiers who died during the American Civil War. It's called The Last Day of Gettysburg.
my side. He spoke these words to me and then he died. Oh, can't you hear?
Now that's a really touching song, don't you think? I'd like to take a moment now and talk a little bit about my website homepage that is part of my radio station. It's an important part because, first of all, it contains links to websites of bands and artists you listen to on my station. You can use these links to learn more about those bands. My website also provides links to where you can buy a CD of a band you like. Now please keep in mind that these artists need your support, and the purchase of one of their CDs is like making a donation to keeping bluegrass and old-time music alive. It'll be a donation that you can keep enjoying for a long time. My website also gives you information on special shows I broadcast. You can learn more about my Gospel Sunday show, where I play only gospel music from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. I also have a James River Music Hall show, where I rebroadcast that entire four-hour show every Saturday night starting at 7 p.m. except during the summer months. And, of course, I have the Live at the Rex Theater show, where I rebroadcast some of the Friday night Blue Ridge Backroads Live radio shows. These special shows all allow me to introduce you to all these fine new bands. And don't forget that I now have a blog, which is one of those new internet techie names for a web-based log. I write articles in this log about bands and venues so that you can keep up with what's happening on my radio station, and you can add your own comments and even write your own article. I'd just love to have you participate, share your thoughts with others, so go on there and write away. All right, enough talking. Let's hear the Love Buzzards play Foggy Mountain Top.
He calls me to weep and he calls.
your horses. When did that female singer join the band? Well, it turns out the banjo player's sister, Leslie Dunbar, was in the audience that night, and they asked her if she would be willing to come up on stage and sing a few songs. And boy, can she sing. I'll get back to her once more, but first let's hear Bluegrass Trail sing Good Hearted Woman. Yes, sir. Now, all you men out there sure know we all need one of those good-hearted women. Just how would we live without the order they bring to our lives with their honey-do list? I sure know my list is very long, so I surely have a good-hearted woman by my side. Now, let's get Leslie Dunbar back up here to sing us another pretty song, When Springtime Comes Again.
Lane, for you promised me, little Annie.
Okay, now I want to take a few minutes and tell you about a very special bluegrass festival that's coming up on Saturday, September 3rd, that I think you just might want to come to no matter where you live. Did you know that the first ever bluegrass festival in the world started exactly 40 years ago to that day, right here where I live in Botetourt County, Virginia? The festival was just 2 miles from the county seat of Fincastle. Carlton Haney organized that festival, and he's going to be there at this 40th anniversary celebration festival. And they're going to show a video of that first festival, and I know you won't want to miss that. And let me tell you, they have some fine bands lined up for your enjoyment. You'll get to see live performances by Johnny Stats and the Delivery Boys, the Lost and Found, the fabulous Craig County Boys, Heather Berry and Virginia Carolina, Acoustic Endeavors, Virginia Mountaineers, Mix Company, Solid State, and of course special guest Carlton Haney. And if you're looking for a real country place to stay, then you can come stay at Old Server Station Lodge that my wife and I just renovated. You can see my internet radio station in action and get to meet me and the members of the band I play with, the Oriskany Strings. And if you bring your instruments, you can jam with us around the campfire or on our back porch. You can get more details on the web about the festival at fincastle-bluegrass-festival.com. Fincastle is one word and spelled F-I-N-C-A-S-T-L-E. So that's fincastle-bluegrass-festival.com. And if you want to stay at our lodge, just visit our website at serverstation.com, and you know how server station is spelled. I have links to my radio station website, to the festival, and our lodge. And don't forget, just up the road from Fincastle is Eagle Rock, where the James River Music Hall is located, and you won't want to miss seeing that. And just up Craig Creek that flows into the James River at Eagle Rock are the little dales of Oriskany and Cerber, where our lodge is located, where I have my radio station, and where the Oriskany Strings is based. Sure hope you can make it to this celebration bluegrass festival. Now I'm going to shift gears again and let you listen to another band made up on the spur of the moment at the James River Music Hall that same Saturday night on June the 11th. You just heard me mention Heather Berry and Virginia Carolina. Well, two of the members of Virginia Carolina band, Judy and Henry Boitnot, showed up that evening, and they joined with Greg Honeycutt and Kurt Baker of the Love Buzzards and played for about an hour. Judy sings and plays the bass, and Henry also sings, but mainly plays the mandolin. Let's listen now to Judy singing I Lose My Mind, followed by Henry singing On the Banks of the Ohio.
I'm walking up walk, oh, may we talk all about our wedding day. Only say that you'll be mine. In our home we'll have a meeting down beside where the waters flow, on the banks of the Ohio. By her lily white hand, dragged her down to the river bank. There I threw her into the ground, washed her eyes, and she floated down. Only say that you'll be mine, in our home we'll have you be, down beside
mostly harmony with Heather Berry, and Henry plays the mandolin. You can hear more of Heather Berry and Virginia Carolina on my band rotation playlist. One thing I learned that night was Greg Honeycutt also plays the banjo clawhammer style. He did a wonderful rendition of Bonaparte's Retreat that I think you will enjoy. He and Henry also did a great job on Soldier's Joy. Let's give a listen to these two songs. Thank you.
We got another old timey tune there.
Me. Now we're going to switch back to Bluegrass Trail because I want you to hear another very touching song by these fellas that gives you a lot to think about. The song's called The Bed by the Window. Then we'll finish off this broadcast with Bluegrass Trail's version of Gold Rush.
This here's a little testament about how the old people spend their days in the nursing homes. Relived all the memories
better time. Outside the leaves are falling, summer turned to fall. From the bed by the window, old Joe described it all. From the bed by the window, he tell how the children play. The lovers in the park, the ducks out on the lake. Little boy swept the sidewalk, the sun came up each day. From the bed by the window, he told it just that way. Light of the dawn, the bed by the window was empty. Old Joe had passed and gone. Lay Moonville by the window, and he couldn't hold back the tears. He finally see the view outside after all these years. From the bed by the window, he couldn't see out at all. There was nothing out that window but an old brick wall.
Chance to take a break.
that about ends up my show. I sure do appreciate you listening, and I sure hope you will visit my website and check out the bands you've just heard. I have links there where you can buy their CDs, and I can guarantee you that they sure would appreciate if you bought one of their CDs. It would make them feel real good and keep them creating that pretty music. And don't forget to send me an email and let me know what you think of my radio show and what you think about these bands. We sure would appreciate it. My website address, once again, is radio.serberstation.com. And Serber Station is spelled S-U-R-B-E-R-S-T-A-T-I-O-N. So until next time, this is Jack Lewis of Old Serber Station Radio, wishing you the very best.